The Trump administration is once again ending temporary immigration protections for a group of immigrants living in the U.S., and once again, attorneys are suing. A designation called Deferred Enforcement Departure has protected eligible Liberians from deportation for two decades. But the White House says Liberia is now a stable country and is ready to repatriate thousands of people living in the U.S. A federal lawsuit filed in Boston federal court claims President Trump's decision to cancel the program is based on racism. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story.
Vestonia Vitti remembers hiding in the ceiling of her home in Liberia when the rebel forces came knocking. She was 8 years old at the time. The country was in the throes of its first civil war.
We packed up our stuff and we left. And I never saw my father again, and we just fled.
She says the rebels made her father, who was a doctor in the local hospital, stay behind to care for their wounded. It was years later that the family learned of his death. Vitti, who is now 36, fled to neighboring Sierra Leone with her two siblings and pregnant mother. The family entered the U.S. on visitor's visas, settling in Delaware. As Liberia's civil war raged on, Vitti and her family continued receiving a patchwork of humanitarian protections, living legally in the U.S. for nearly 30 years.
I mean, we're all just scared. We were able to have work authorization, protection from deportation all these years. And in a week, my entire family is going to be undocumented.
Last year, President Donald Trump announced Deferred Enforced Departure, or DED, for Liberia will end on March 31st, this Sunday. Trump says the country's decades-long civil war is over, and he pointed to the great strides the country has made in containing outbreaks following the 2014 Ebola crisis. But a Boston-based legal advocacy group has a very different view. Lawyers for Civil Rights filed a lawsuit in Boston's federal court claiming cancellation of the program for the African nation is racist. They say it reflects an effort to forcibly remove non-white immigrants from the country. Ivan Espinosa Madrigal heads up the group and hopes the suit will
shine a spotlight on the needs of Black immigrant communities facing tremendous obstacles as a result of bigotry, discrimination, and hate.
Trump has tried canceling similar temporary humanitarian protections for El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, though those protections are still in place while legal challenges play out. Proponents of stricter immigration policies say these temporary programs are meant to be just that, temporary.
It is about time to end the use of these controversial temporary protection programs, which go on and on for years and years.
Jessica Vaughn is policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Vaughn says the fact that President Trump is ending these programs, all of which have overwhelmingly protected immigrants of color, doesn't represent racist motivations, but instead good policy.
Too many politicians have not had the will to end these programs, even though the conditions that led to the designation of citizens of these countries for temporary protection have long been remedied.
In 2017, Liberia did experience its first peaceful transition of power since the Civil War, but its economy remains among the weakest in Africa. Espinosa Madrigal insists conditions in the country remain unsettled at best.
From Massachusetts to Maryland, Minnesota, and California, our clients have been terrorized by the prospect of returning to a country that is unsafe and unable to receive them.
Many Liberian nationals fled the chaos in their country in terror. The prospect of returning to an uncertain future is raising fears all over again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.